Okay, so here we are, and today we are going to talk about the human mind. The human mind is essentially many things that have been discussed and debated upon through the years, but the one explanation that very few have given regarding the mind itself is that what it truly comprises of. The mind in reality is nothing but the duality that exists in every human being. You have to look at it in this way. Some people think with their head, some people think with their heart. But mostly many people, what they do is that they are always trapped between the head and the heart. This energy dissipation that is caused due to the conflict that exists between the head and the heart, that is what is known as the mind. So the mind is nothing else, it is essentially the energy dissipation that is brought in a human being owing to the duality which exists in the human being's heart, or in the human being's head, or in the human being itself. What you have to look for in this matter is that the mind is nothing but it is like an energy dissipation. So how does this energy dissipation actually takes place? It takes place essentially because of a conflict that is brought into a human being's mindset. Like the conflict could be anything. It could be between a purpose and a desire. Like you want to do one thing, but essentially you have to do another thing because there is a purpose that you have to fulfill, and your desire is something that comes in between of your purpose. So essentially the thoughts which emanate regarding all of this, regarding the conflict that ensues in every human being, these thoughts are emanated from the mind, and the mind itself is created from the conflict that enrages in all of the human beings. This conflict essentially means that a lot of energy dissipation takes place in every human being. What this means is that every human being is becoming more and more inefficient by the day. And that is exactly what the mind accomplishes. The mind accomplishes in making you more and more inefficient through the days. So the thing that you have to elaborate on and elucidate on at this point of time is that does the human being really need his mind? I mean, of course he needs his mind, because the mind is also the source of many creative thoughts. It is the source of many productive thoughts. But it is also the source of many unnecessary thoughts. Thoughts which do nothing but create a turmoil within the human being. Thoughts which bring about with them nothing but a torrent of emotions, which only result in decreasing the human being's productivity and decreasing the human being's overall creativity. So what you have to realize in this matter essentially is that you have to silence the mind. That is the basic principle of meditation that every aspiring seeker seeks for in his daily practices. So what you have to do when you silence the mind is that you have to silence the torrent of unnecessary thoughts that continuously emanate from your mind. Because when you do this, essentially what you are doing is that you are somewhat lessening the energy dissipation that takes place between you and the other you, the duality that exists between you. So what you are doing is that you are decreasing this energy dissipation, and owing to that, you are tremendously increasing your own productivity. So as you do this, you will realize through time that owing to your practice of meditation, or owing to your certain daily practices or your spiritual sadhana, your productivity and your performance in your worldly life is also improving with time. This essentially happens because your mind starts to become more productively, and it starts to function more proactively, because now you have completely trained it, you have completely institutionalized it to function in a particular way. Like you say that, no, I don't want unnecessary thoughts from my mind, and I don't want this energy dissipation to occur in myself. And that is why you train your mind, you condition your mind, and you take it to one place where it can truly follow one purpose and not get intertwined in the various desires that surround it. The mind is a very tricky thing, and essentially why I will tell you that the mind is constantly rooted in instinctive self-gratification. If you look at it impersonally, you will realize that the mind is actually so much rooted in the instinctive gratification of the human body that it actually has no other sense to it. Each and every of the mind's action is towards instinctive gratification, and that is why it is essentially a useless part of your system, because your instincts, though they are gratified for the timing, will never satiate themselves. They are going to keep on wanting more and more and more. And you cannot satiate that thirst. You can only go beyond that thirst. And to go beyond that thirst, you essentially first have to silence your mind and the influence that the instincts have on that mind. You have to silence that influence. And to do that, meditation is the right way. When you silence the mind, when you condition the mind, when you institutionalize the mind to behave in a productive way, you increase your chances of becoming successful tremendously.